with.
Or for?
For them.
Okay. What different types of soil are there? You mentioned clay and sand.
Well, I guess you'd say there's rich land and poor land.
What about some, do you ever hear something called loam or loom?
A what?
Loam.
Loam.
Or loom is a kind of soil. And so, say if you were at a land that was a little swampy and you would want to get the water off it, what would you call the things that you dig to drain that water off?
Well, I'd call it a ditch, the thing that you would make.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, a sort of a shallow part coming out of the sea? Sort of a ditch thing.
Coming out of what?
Sort of a shallow arm of the sea. Say in salt water, would you ever talk about a canal or a ditch or a bay for salt water?
And you mean something coming out into it?
Well, just some water sort of backed up, but salt water. It flows in and out with the tides. It's not really...
We call it brackish water, I guess is what you're talking about, maybe. Where fresh and salt water comes together.
What about something that... Do you ever have something called a canal?
Yeah.
What's that now?
Well, it's a canal or something that is dug that people, government makes. That boats navigate in.
Is that in salt water?
Well, it's cut through the land in fresh water. A lot of it gets brackish after it's made. It's like this canal here from the coastal into the bay. It's brackish.
Mm-hmm. Do you have what's a bio or bay?
Well, a bio is a stream of water that empties out into a bay or a gulf. Something.
Is any, a stream, is it very, very big, or?
Well, some of them are bigger than others, some of them are smaller. Bio isn't too very big, too long, kind of small. Bio is self-made, nature.
Is it very deep?
Well, ordinarily, there's not many of them that's too deep. Spots in them that's deeper than others. I don't know. Some of them deeper than others, some of them longer than others, some of them wider.
Mm-hmm. That's the type of water you take the bateau in or the skiff?
You use your bateaus in them, your bow, you use motor boats in them, small boats. Mm-hmm. Don't too much water.
Say if it had been raining for a while and the water sort of cut out a little. Channel, you know, you'd call that a...
Probably, you might call it a gully, the thing that's called a gully.
Mm-hmm. What about something along the side of the road to carry the water off?
A drain.
Okay, but like this gully, would you call that a gully too?
No, I don't think there's something when taking the water off the highway, you'd call it a... Might call it a ditch, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know on that.
You mentioned a creek. What about something smaller than a creek?
No, something, I don't know.
What are some of the streams or the creeks in this area?
I guess a stream is smaller than a creek, maybe.
What are the names of some of the creeks or streams in this area?
In this area, well, we have used to, the things have changed so much since mm-hmm. all these canals and things have been cut and drained. And back over here, what they call Cypress Creek. Out here, close to this hospital, about a mile in that little bio, they call them all they did. They called it the Patton Bio.
Patton?
Old man lived there. His name was Patton. He was named after him.